Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Once again, I am your host, Maria Wall, and I want to welcome you to another year of wonderful dynamic shows where I will continue to bring you real people, real hurt, real healing, real raw. This year, I decided, just today actually, I don't even know how I came across the site, but I was actually on a site, News One, and I came across an article that was written in reference to some statements that had been made in reference to Lil Wayne, and he had actually been had made a song, and in reference to some of the lyrics in his song specifically, he had made the statement that beautiful black woman, I bet the bitch looked better red. And with that said, we're going to jump right into our show this evening because I'm having some technical difficulties here, but we're going to continue with the program right now. A young lady, obviously, she had written in to News One because she had heard the lyrics in Lil Wayne's song, and her being of a darker hue, she said that initially she had just brushed it off. And although she was offended, she just let it go. But she said, in her words, she had forgotten about what the gremlin had said. But obviously she had been invited to some type of a gathering with Lil Wayne and a few of his friends. And she and her girlfriends obviously were of a darker hue as well. They were invited in, and when they had come into the place, the first thing that one of Little Wayne's friends had said was that, you know, they were very cute to be dark. And the young lady had gone on, after Little Wayne had responded, he said something to the effect that he had quoted that particular line that I had quoted to you earlier from his song. So the young lady had asked him about the fact that his daughter was dark-skinned. So why would he make such an ignorant statement? And his response was that his daughter is a dark-skinned millionaire. And that's the difference between her, his daughter, meaning his daughter, and this young lady. So the young lady continued to say that it was evident that I guess her question had angered Little Wayne further. And he said that his daughter is the first and last dark-skinned child he would be having. The rest of his baby's mamas are light-skinned chicks. He even got an Asian girl pregnant so that he would have a daughter with good hair. And then he went on to say, too bad that they had a son. Everyone started laughing, and a young lady stormed out. And then she says that someone had come behind them and said, not everybody hate dark-skinned girls. Young Money just allergic to chocolate. And this gave me the inspiration for our show for this evening, because me being of a darker hue, I've heard all of this my entire life. So it's not something that was that surprising to me. And if we look at videos and the way that society has depicted what beauty is, of course, in a lot of these videos, we see young women who are of a lighter hue, usually. And if there's a darker female in these videos, she is of a lesser position, and she has something to do with whatever the storyline may be in that video in some type of a negative way. If you're with us right now, I had to reboot my system, so I'm not back in the chat rooms yet. But you can give us a call at 646-478-4726. If you'd like to be on air, give me a few moments to reboot, and I will be right back with you in the chat room. But this got me kind of upset, because, once again, it's 2011, and so many of my close friends, in addition to myself, we've discovered in the last few weeks or so, or in some cases days, that we're now single for a host of reasons. And a lot of times those reasons are centered around the fact that our significant others have decided to move on to someone else who is more in line with what society considers to be more pleasing to the human eye. So my subject for us tonight is, how many of you have experienced something along these lines? For me, I think that Lil Wayne and many other people out there are sending the wrong message, but to come down to just the regular 9-to-5 level, let's talk about people in our everyday lives who tend to place these types of labels on us for whatever reason. And for him to say that about a child, someday that child may very well hear or read about his words. And, you know, I don't believe that as a child there would be any amount of money in the world that could erase that type of a scar that she would have, to know that the man that she probably loves and worships to know tomorrow thinks of her as a, you know, a child of a lesser God. So my concern is that so many of us are going through this and living in silence, and tonight is the night for us to speak our minds, so to speak. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me about your experience. And I had a conversation earlier today with my daughter-in-law, who many of you all know from last year, is of a very light hue. And, you know, many times we have had this discussion, and it's no different for her being of a lighter hue than it is for me being of a darker hue, because for whatever reason, there is a this sense of people that are going to find some reason to hate on you for whatever. Even with people who are not of the African-American persuasion, we have Caucasians who tend to be discriminated against or picked on, you know, sometimes, whether it be because you have red hair as opposed to being a blonde or a brunette, or whether your eyes are beautiful sea blue as opposed to being dark brown, or whether you're short and more rounded than someone who's more tall and lean or has the long sexy legs or whatever it is. A lot of times We as women lose our sense of self because we allow all of this negativity to play into our own personal psyche. And for this reason, I decided to do this show this evening because it really did affect me that in 2011, I'm not surprised because I experienced it and I see it myself. Last year wasn't as bad as some of the other years, but even at my age of 47, I still notice that people do make comments along color lines, which is absolutely amazing to me that it still goes on. And we cannot blame anybody but ourselves for this because we're the ones that are doing it. And I wanted to throw it out there and pose quite a few questions to individuals. Let me know what you think and what you've had to deal with and what your experiences have been, because this is becoming, in my opinion, an epidemic. And we need to find out where it began, where it ends, if it can end, or what we can do in our small part of the world to help it to, of course, end. And, you know, it's very disheartening that, you know, I'll probably never see it in my lifetime, but this is going to continue for a long time unless each one of us takes steps to stop it in our own piece of the world. So, again, I want to know your feelings on this. Welcome to everyone who's in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Again, if you have a question or comment, you can type it in the chat room, and I'll be more than happy to read it for you on air. As well as, again, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 646-478-4726. Press 1 to be on air. This is a subject that I had no idea that it would be so compelling, and I would have such a response from so many people. But, I'm at a loss at this point because it is very heartfelt. And for me, I learned how to take all of that negative and turn it around into something positive. But in the same breath, I am not saying that we as women are only getting this from our male counterparts, because a lot of times, and I believe my daughter-in-law brought this up earlier today, is that when she was younger, and even in my life, a lot of times we're faced with an insecure female, but she is not an alpha female per se, but she is someone who's the lead troublemaker, and then, you know, she will get all of the other women who are followers to join her bandwagon to jump on you. In my daughter-in-law's case, it was people were, you're white, you're this, you're that, you're not attractive, you're not a black person, you must be white, black people don't have hair like that. I always joke with her because she has long, lustrous hair, and I said, you know, and people don't like that, but it's other females. Instead of us uplifting and encouraging one another, we tend to jump on this bandwagon and break each other down. So this is just one of those instances where it's very hurtful. And I'd like to hear what you all have to say. Again, welcome to all of our visitors in the chat room this evening. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a question or comment, feel free to type it in the chat room, or you may also give us a call at 646-478-4726, press 1 to be on air. If you're having any problems right now hearing the show, please let me know, and I will address that as soon as possible. But again, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I wanted to touch base on some more comments that I got today from other people who were touched by this particular article. And again, this knows no color barrier. This has nothing to do with simply Lil Wayne. Again, in my personal life, I have witnessed it, and I have witnessed it within families where people tend to make fun of people based on their color. I have also heard, had people tell me that I'm rather attracted to be dark, whatever that means. And I'm sure that some of my lighter counterparts can say that they have heard, experienced a similar situation. So my question is, exactly where do we go from here, and what is the cause of this? And someone that I talked to today, and a lot of times when you hear me speak on subjects, it's so amazing that I can get the same responses or hear about similar or very like experiences from more than one person. And it usually becomes a part of my show when those individuals actually, come forward with the same exact information. Hold on a moment. We do have a caller coming in. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Have you been listening in on the show? Can you hear it okay? I am having some technical difficulties here, but this has been a topic, and, of course, if you want to share a bit of your knowledge about this, your take on this, and how we as women are losing our sense of self because we're being it's almost like it's a mind game where whether it be other females or whether it be our male counterparts, they are taking things, our weaknesses, so to speak, or things that society may say is not acceptable, and they're using it against us. So what's your take on all of this?
Well, when I first read the article that you posted, I was curious as to how old his daughter is. And because that's going to affect her for the rest of her life, that her father feels this way. I love my father with all my heart, but he used to always make comments when I was younger about my weight, and it's always stuck with me. And it's just one of those, we can't go around and judging people. We have no right to do that.
Right. And I just... You know, I was at a loss for it, and you know how I feel about it, me being someone of a darker hue and growing up where people actually did pick on me because of the color of my skin. And you're here this evening, and like I said, I've never shared the promo that I did because my ex-husband, when he would leave me the phone messages, you know, one of the major things that he played on was the fact, you know, he called me big, fat, black, gorilla, whatever, and over and over again. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this is the man that I walked down the aisle with who promised to love on and cherish me, and then you're going to talk to me like this when I did nothing to you? You know, it was disheartening for me, but, you know, every day, you know, my struggle, and I'm trying to turn it around to make it something positive. And for you to have a parent do that to you, you know, I mean, what was the lasting effect of that? Because that had to have been something that, you know, stuck with you. And how did it affect you growing up and going out into the world and when you started dating? How did that?
Oh, it really did the double whammy on my self-esteem and probably still does. You know, I try to think that I've gotten a thicker skin, but, you know, when people say things, and even if they say later, oh, I didn't mean that, it's still there. And
right.
It goes into your subconscious, and you always have it. And
yes.
That's very unfortunate, but that's just the way we are, I think.
And I yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was done.
But you know, and it's so amazing that even people in our age group, you know, for our listeners, and again, to everyone in the chat room, if you have a question in the comment, feel free to type it out, and I will read it on air and respond to you. But because I really do want to hear what people have to say, I want to know what you've been through. And if you're someone in the chat room, or if you're someone who has experienced this, this now is the time for you to talk about it, because the more that we can talk about it and get it out of our systems, the quicker we are. Well, that's not very quick, but at least it's the step in the right direction to us to start healing. And one thing that I try to do is to get us as women to start to talk to one another, because I know in part of the African-American culture, talking about things like this or talking about our feelings is almost taboo. We just cannot do it. And, you know, that's the problem that I think that we have in society, is that there's so many people who are living in silence and who tend to keep turning the other cheek. And I always used to say, I only have two cheeks. So there's no way that I can continuously keep turning the two cheeks, because they can only take but so many slaps. And, you know, I'm not sure if anyone knows how old Little Wayne's daughter is. Feel free to give us a call again, 646-478-4726, because one thing we do know about the world is that people are cruel and vicious, and they will find a way to get that message to her. And, you know, when he went a step further to say, too bad that he even had a son, you know, that's another issue within itself, because I'm not quite understanding, you know, what he's saying. And my daughter-in-law, we were talking about this topic earlier today, and she said she thinks that maybe that was his way of saying, you know, that he realizes that without his money, he wouldn't be able to get all the pretty, you know, lighter-hued women or any other woman that he has in his life if he didn't have the money. And I believe that that is part of the issue, but, you know, my question is still, wow, do you even love your daughter? I don't even know if he even loves this child. And what's going to happen when these other children who are of mixed race and they're of a lighter complexion and this and that, is he going to really kick his daughter to the curb then or what? And it's very, very, very disheartening at this point. And I'm not sure, you know, what to do. Again, for our visitors in the chat room, feel free to type in your comments, and I will read it on the air. And welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on this, our first show of the year. And let me ask you this, Beth, because we're coming from, of course, we're from the same age group, basically, but we grew up in very different cultures, I believe. And when you were going to school, did you notice that it was similar things going on where you grew up? I mean, this is not something that's unique to any particular race or ethnicity. Again, your own father started you on that self-esteem negative roller coaster, and like you said, even now, and you're grown, and you know, you've been married and had children of your own, and this, and every day I can relate that we still wake up, and some mornings, no matter how bad I look in the mirror and tell myself that I'm fierce and I'm this and I'm that, some days it all just comes back to me. And it still hurts for me. So I can only imagine what someone who's younger must be going through now. And, you know, to have a lot of times women allow this. I guess I can ask you, what was your mother doing? Did she ever hear him say it? Did she have a voice in it? Or did she even try to stop it? Or she was just silent?
She was just silent.
Wow.
She didn't encourage it, but she didn't discourage it.
And when did, I mean, were you very young when he started with this?
No, it was mostly in my teenage years, I believe.
So it was in the critical years when you were just starting to get out there and begin the dating and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and did you ever talk to him about it, or did you just grow up and let it go?
I just tried not to let it show that it bothered me and just didn't give him the satisfaction that it had an impact. But it did.
And I think that that's going to be another issue in itself, because so many times a lot of us hold in things that bothered us as children, and we were, I guess we still carry it, because there are some things that I still carry, and the demons are with me, and some of them, you know, even now, some things have come to a critical point, and I'm trying to figure out, should I bring the demons to the surface or just let it ride and let them stay where they are? But right now, you know, I need to deal with the healing from my situation that I've gone through and work from there. But, you know, I think that what you're doing is great, and I thank you so much for calling in, because a lot of times with what I do on this show, a lot of people don't have a voice, and they're here and they're listening, and I see them on my switchboard, and I see them in the chat room, but they do not want to voice their opinion. It's almost like, well, it is. So many times they say they don't want the family or the neighbors to hear what they're saying, or they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And, you know, the name of this show is Healing Through Hurt. Most of us are here because we want to talk about or try to find a way to deal with some type of hurt. So every time I hear people tell me this, to me, it's saying, okay, well, it's okay for you to kick me around, and I'm just going to let you do that because I don't want to hurt your feelings. And that's another thing that I can't really understand, is how people don't seem to understand that they're just as important as the person that they're trying to please, because it's evident that misery likes company, as the old adage goes, and hurt people are going to continue to hurt people. And as far as Lil Wayne is concerned, I'm like, I think I wrote on my Facebook blog, and of course, if anyone wants to keep track of Healing Through Hurt, you can always find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. But if it wasn't the fact that he had a lot of money, I don't think he'd be able to get, you know, a real woman, short, tall, light, dark, medium, you know, fat, skinny, or otherwise, other than some of the infamous, whom I call desperados out there in the world, that would take any and everything going. But this is one of those issues that needs to be addressed, and I don't understand why so many people don't seem to get that we as women mean more than to be the whipping post for certain men. Or anybody, to allow them to continuously to degrade us and berate us. And many times, a lot of times, these people want to do it in an open forum where they make us feel bad. And you know, this is just something that we need to figure out how we can heal from this and move forward in a positive way. You know, I it's just one of these nights when I was very ready to do this show, and the more that I sit here and I read the words and I think about my life, and I understand that so many others are going through the same thing, and I really don't have that answer for them other than you have to learn how to get that thick skin and, if need be, get help or talk it out with someone to at least get that what you're holding inside out, because eventually we will be the ones with the ulcers and the high blood pressure and the heart problems and all of that, because we're not letting it out, and we are allowing people to disrespect us, to belittle us, to berate us based on things that if you don't like the way, if your father didn't like your weight, instead of him doing something, you know, proactive with you to try to encourage you to do better, or even to talk to your mom and try to get her to talk to you. You know, sometimes we need that girl-to-girl talk as opposed to a man hopping down on us, because, you know, another thing is it's always been, you know, people say that it's always daddy's little girl. And when, I'm sure as a little girl, when you looked up at this big, strong man and he would come down on you like that, that had to have just been a way to, you know, that just tore apart that dream for you in some way. I'll never know what it's like to be daddy's little girl. I wish I had known, but that was something that wasn't meant to be. And for a small moment in time when I got married, of course, I felt like I was daddy's little girl for that one day. But, you know, and as time went on, it's evident that, you know, we moved apart now and it's back to business as usual. So for the most part, I'm back to being that loner in this world. And if it weren't for friends around me and, you know, that I deal with on a daily basis, then it would be a lot harder for me. But, you know, I want to try to get more people to open up and to want to talk about things and not just sit in silence and listen, because there are people on the switchboard and there are people in the chat room. And if you have something to say, say it, because now is the time, and I'll be here every week to give you this open forum where you don't have to say your name. A lot of people are visiting. You're already masked under your guest ID, so no one will know who you are, and it's okay for you to open up and let us in. And if by some chance you would like to say something, I'll be the one reading it, and I'll be the one giving you your responses. So, again, you know, I'm glad that Beth called in, and for me, this is a success for the first show of the year, because, you know, you called in, and you opened up, and you shared your story, and believe it or not, what usually happens on here is that I have people calling, and they'll sit on the switchboard, and they'll be in the chat room, and they'll be listening. And then after the show, I'll get the messages where people want to talk to me and tell me how they feel. And they will say, you know, your guest or the person that called in, you know, I could relate to that because it happened to me. So I always tell people, don't think that you're not helping, because right now we have people popping in and out of the chat room, and there are people on the switchboard, and when they're ready to talk, they will. But, you know, I want to thank you once again because, you know, whether you know it or not, you've helped me through a lot just on days when, you know, I'm not having a very good day. And you know, it's good to know that when you have people in your corner that you can talk to that understand what you're going through, it does make things a little bit simpler. And thank you so much for all of our guests in the chat room. I sincerely hope that we're not having technical difficulties. Can you hear the show? Let me just pipe that in the chat room to see if, make sure that everybody can hear, because for my first time out, it figures that everything would go awry, and I'd have technical difficulties on the first show. But again, this forum is for you, and I will be here again next week, and I welcome you all to send in any of your responses to me. You can write to me directly at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And really quickly here, or you can email me also at cmwallcoinc@aol.com. If you'd like to share your story with me in private, and next week I will address it on air for you. But we are a subsidiary of the Wall Foundation, Inc., which is a community-based 501c3 nonprofit. And our mission is to, our original mission was centered around at-risk and vulnerable youth and their families. But with the downturn in the economy and the way that society is going right now, I saw a specific need to start healing the adults, because we cannot help the children if we are broken ourselves. And I know for you, of course, your children are grown, but now I'm sure that you want to be that beacon of light for your grandchildren and beyond, because I told you the other day that I was happy as I could be that my daughter-in-law and I, we had gotten on Skype, and I could see my grandchildren, and we could talk, and they were grinning and happy. And that just made my day, because no matter what I'm going through, I want to keep that connection, that positive connection for them, because, you know, and we need to understand that whether it be gentlemen too, whether there's some gentlemen listening in, or whomever, if you're going through something, find some type of support, some type of mechanism where you can talk this out, because, you know, I don't know how. Well, I guess I can ask you this too. How do you deal with it? Because I know you said that you do struggle with it now, but what do you do to combat it? When you feel it coming on, what are you doing to combat it?
I don't know if I consciously think about it, really. I mean, obviously I need to go on a diet, and that's just the way I've been for years, but I don't struggle with it. I don't think about it a lot. I just try to be positive and like myself for who I am and live life. And on a positive note, with what you've been saying, I think one of the significant stories this past week was the homeless man that was offered the job. And I saw the whole story and saw his interview and saw his reunion with his mother. And, you know, we tend to not focus on those people. And someone stopped, took the time to talk to him, and took the time to make the connections for him. And so he's got a future now. He's not being judged for being a homeless person. He said he'd been in and out of rehab for drugs and alcohol. He has children. He has grandchildren. And he's reconnecting with them, and all because someone took the time to make an effort with him. And that story just, that made me smile. That was late in my day when I saw that. And we just have to focus on the positive.
Yeah, and another thing with him is, I don't know if you saw the latest one, where his daughter, I believe it was, she had brought up the fact that, well, all of this fast fame and all of this publicity send him in a downward, in a negative spiral. And for me, my question with that was, you know, I prayed, because I know that his mother's in her 90s, I believe. You know, hopefully she'll be around for many, many, many more years for him, and that nothing happens to her, and that the fact that he was being interviewed, and he said, you know, although all of these, once again, we're going back to the media issue, everyone wants to be the first one to have the more exclusive rights. So he was giving an interview, and he had said that, you know, he said people were pushing on him and pulling on him, and when one of the networks heard that he was going to be on another network, and vice versa, they took away his cell phone, and they told him, you're not getting this if you're going on there, and blah, blah, blah. And people, we need to understand something, because media does tend to influence what we say, what we do, and in some cases how we try to look. Media doesn't care about you as long as they're getting your ratings. They don't care. And, you know, for people to think, oh, that was nice of these people to get him on here and put him up in a hotel and blah, blah, blah. They're only doing that for their own selfish reasons. And, you know, one of the words that he said was, are these people really like this out here? It's almost like, you know, for him, that's almost like culture shock. He was safer when he was on the streets, because now these leeches and these people are pulling and tugging, and they want to have exclusive rights, and don't say this, and you can just say this for our show. And hopefully that his family will rally around him, family and friends, to keep him on the straight and narrow, because he's 2 years clean. And, you know, what does it take? One sip, one whiff, one anything to send him back in the spiral, and then everybody will then just drop him like a hot potato, and it'll be like he never existed, and he'll be back to square one. So I do pray for him to have continued success. Welcome to all of our guests in the chat room. If you have a question or comment, feel free to type it in the chat room, and I will read it for you on air and do my best to try to respond to it. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening on this, our first show of the year 2011, for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 646-478-4726. Again, once again, as always, thank you so much for my Beth, who is a great friend of mine. She's more than a great friend of mine, but I won't tell you all just how much more she is, not tonight. Anyway, but I do have great love and respect for her, and we have shared in some of our experiences, and she is that person that last year when you all knew that I was going through so much with my husband, and I was really at rock bottom. I will say this, that Beth is one of those people that brought me a mighty long way in a short amount of time, because she pulled me up from a depth of real despair. So for that, I want to thank Beth. But again, this is what happens when we learn how to open up, and we let people in, and we get to know people, and we start to work together. Because people, if we don't start to support one another, we have several generations who are seeing the media. And now all of these children now coming up in this technological age where
They know music videos. They know the media. They're getting all of children nowadays don't watch news. They certainly don't watch CNN. They watch videos. So they're learning everything negative. So we as families have to make sure that we are teaching them the core values outside of what they're learning from television. And just this last year and now, more people out here trying to either find employment or they're getting multiple jobs just to make ends meet. So the children are left at home to be raised by videos and television and video games. And most games are not puppy dogs and pretty picket fences. These are games are usually something that's raunchy, violent, or whatever. And we need to set that boundary when we're home. We need to let them know that there's a difference in what they're seeing. But me, I grew up with it. I know what it's like to have people mess with me just because of the color of my skin. So I'm sorry. You hate me, literally, because of my skin tone. Are you kidding me? And then it took me years to figure out when I took a back step and I started looking at the people who were actually, you know, downing me. And I'm like, you're nothing to write home about. You know, you're standing up here with, you know, teeth missing from your mouth. The majority of them are already gone. You know, your pants are hanging down to the ground or your belly's over your belt where I'm not trying to figure out where you can even find anything to do anything with. But yet you're going to sit here and tell me about all of my flaws. And my question is always, have you gotten to a point where you've looked in the mirror yourself lately? Because a lot of times if we look, and even with little Wayne, he has nothing to write home about. You know, sometimes we is when we joke and we'll say, if he's good looking, at least we'll give him a little bit of leeway. But it always seems like it's the most unattractive people who are making all the fuss and trying to hurt other people. And me, I'm like, are you kidding me? At least you could do is be something that's what we call eye candy. And even then, that doesn't give eye candy the people that are considered that the right to say anything negative or that hurtful towards me, you, or anyone else. And that includes parents, that includes siblings, even though we have sibling rivalries. That's one thing. But to go to that point where you're just being downright nasty for something that you don't need to be is unheard of. And it needs to stop. And it needs to stop in family where I've been in homes where family members have been calling other family members names based on the color of their skin or whatever. And they think that it's funny. So the young kids think that it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal to pick on the child in a family that has the red hair and or the freckles or whatever. It's not normal for you to pick on a child that has a little bit more weight on them than the other children in the family. And now some family members, because one thing that several people brought up to me today is that the problem is that parents are still trying to act like they're teenagers and they are just as ignorant as the children that they have brought into the world. And, you know, it's becoming an epidemic at this point. And we need to, as women, we have about 11 minutes left in our show, but we as women, right now I'm talking to us as women, we need to do several things. First and foremost, we need to stop trying to pull each other down with the crab pot mentality, and we need to start uplifting one another. Trust me, there's enough room at the top. I've been to the top, and I've been to well below the bottom of the mountain, the base of the mountain. So I know that there's enough room. We don't have to hate on one another. You know, we don't have to take one another's man. There's enough single men in this world. You don't have to take another woman's man. But believe you me, for those of you that feel a need to, if it's a strong woman that you're taking a man from, trust me, you're getting him because she doesn't want him anymore. Because one thing I learned is love don't love no one who don't love you. And when little Wayne's daughter grows up and she gets wind of this, she's going to make her own decision how she's going to deal with it herself. But again, we as women need to understand, look in the mirror every single day and tell yourself that you are beautiful in your own way, whatever it is. Some people may have, you know, messed up skin, but they have beautiful hair and a beautiful voice. Susan Boyle, classic example. They laughed at her, but by the end, they were smiling with her. And she has come a long way. Never, ever, ever judge that book that way, because you never know what hidden talents or treasures lie within. And we need to understand it. Every day, look in that mirror and tell yourself that you are fierce. Tell yourself that you are special. Tell yourself, if you break up, because so many of my friends in the last week alone have suddenly ended up being single, some because he found somebody better, you know, and then for whatever reason, it seems to be not all of my friends, but quite a few of us, when our partners, our men are doing wrong, then they want to come back and try to belittle and berate and find every flaw in us to justify their behavior. But you just loved me a week or two ago. Now this week you're ready to go out with this person, and then you want to try to tell me, well, I don't like the way you wear your hair, or I don't like your skin tone anymore, I don't like this, you're too fat, she's skinnier. Okay, well, pack your things and go. Do not allow him to diminish your self-esteem. You are the same person that he fell in love with when he first started. If he wants to go out there with something shiny and new, what's shiny today will eventually be old. If you've ever saw when you've gotten a roll of brand new coins, they're shiny, they're new. The minute you get them in circulation, they become very dull, very unappealing. But they haven't lost their value. A quarter is still a quarter, and a penny is still a penny. And you're still you. So never let anyone diminish your value, because you are still worth that and more. So let them go. Let them go. Smile and let it go. Don't let him come back when he finds out that the grass is not greener on the other side. Do not allow him back in. Now, Beth, am I wrong?
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, you're hearing this from two different women who have been down the road where we know what it's like. And for people to sit up here and say, oh, it doesn't apply to me, come on now. There's not too many of us in this world that haven't had some type of a letdown or a hurt. And for those of you who have been on that proverbial pedestal your entire life where everyone's told you how beautiful you are, how sexy you are, trust me, it's something that's called age. It's going to find you someday. So you have to work 10 times harder than me, because society has already told me that I'm uglier than a rock. So I can do whatever I want to do. You know, I know who I am. I know what my worth is. So you're the one that has to stay in the gym 24/7. You're the one that's going to have to work on it, because the older you get, that metabolism in your body is going to change. And you're the one that's got to work to stay beautiful. You're the one that's got to go up underneath the knife and keep changing who you are until you won't even recognize yourself, to keeping up that appearance. Me? Society's already told me. As I wrote on my Facebook blog, you know, I know that a lot of times people don't like me because of my skin tone, or people don't like me because I'm very I'm very assertive at times. I'm very, I like to get the job done. And for some people, that even bothers them. And it's so amazing that, you know, we have so many people working against us. So for those of us who are strong enough to be able to come together to make a bond, you know, they say knowledge is power, but knowledge is nothing until you apply it to something. So you can have all the knowledge in the world and still be by yourself. And you can keep, and if you found the answer to how to deal with it, share it with someone. But if you're in the chat room and we have about 5 minutes left and you'd like to make a comment, please feel free to do so. Type it out. I will read it for you on air. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 646-478-4726. Thank each and every one of you so much for joining me this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And, again, look in that mirror and remember just how fierce you are. You know, Beth and myself and a few others, we have made that goal for this year that we have claimed 2011 as our year. We're going to make great, great things happen. So I want you to make that promise, too. I'll be here for you every single week bringing you another great show. And it's just going to get better. I'm going to have on wonderful guests. I'm going to be starting something new called Send Either Saturday. And that's for people who, if you've done something wrong and you want to get it off your chest because you're feeling a little guilty, that'll be your time for you to talk it out. And for those of us who have been wronged and we're feeling this sense of revenge, maybe you should talk it out before you act it out, because sometimes that can lead to even worse things. This show is about healing from hurt. It's not about making more hurt. And I promise you we're going to have a great year this year as we did last year. It was a successful year for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio last year, and I'm planning on doing great things this year. You know, again, Beth, we have about 3 minutes. Thanks so much for sitting up here with me, listening to me, and sharing a bit of your story, because trust me, it's in the long run, you have helped someone this evening. And to all of our guests, whether you're male, female, whomever, look in that mirror, get up after you're done listening to the show, and tell yourself that you are somebody, you are special, you are unique, you stand out for a reason, and you're here on this earth for a reason. And this show is my therapy because I feel so pumped up after I do Healing Through Hurt. It helps me make it through. And for those of you that have been keeping track, yes, I was granted my divorce on December 21st of 2010, and it was finalized on January 6th of this year. So now I am single, and I am trying to move forward. And the only way for me to do that is to talk things out. I came from a family where there wasn't a lot of talking in the beginning, but we talk now. I talk because I need to. So with that said, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here this evening. We have about 2 minutes left in our show, but I just want you to remember something. All we can do for people like Little Wayne with the small minds and the big mouths is say a prayer and move on for his child, because she's going to have a rough road coming up dealing with him and his warped sense of love and beauty. But we'll be back again next week. Until then, I want to thank you so much for joining me here this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I will be back next week with real people, real stories of real hurt and self healing. Beth, thanks so much for joining me. I will probably catch you on Facebook if you're going to be on there. And, of course, as always, give a big hug out to Mr. Whiskers and Badness himself, Rudy. And that's a story within itself, people. But that's a talk for another day. But thank you so much for joining me here this evening.
Oh, you're
and sharing
welcome.
A little bit of your story. And I will, of course, talk to you and see you soon.
Okay, good night.
Good night. And for everyone else, good night. Thank you for joining us here this evening. I will see you back here again next week, same time. I'll probably do 9 p.m. Eastern time next week as well. So I'll see you again next week, same time, on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Take care.
Pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know. thought that you would love me. I always thought that you'd be true. And now I'm sadly feeling lonely. I don't know what I'd do.